In one occasion, St. Paul the Apostle said that the Holy Scripture were written for our instruction, correction, and consolation. In the occasion of the epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians was because some of the converts to Christianity from Judaism felt that the observance of the Mosaic law was still of obligation, even for Christians. The apostles had decided that it was not. St. Paul taught his Gentile converts that faith in Christ alone was sufficient. Faith in Christ alone was sufficient. Some of these Judaizers, however, had come to the Christian community in Galatia. That's why the epistle to the Galatians, because these convert to Christianity from Judaism, they tried to convince people from Galatians that it was obligatory to keep the law of Moses in order to be saved. So St. Paul explained that the Mosaic law ceased since Christ came. So is the law then contrary to the promises of God? By no means. For if a law had been given that could give life, justice would truly be from the law. But our justification doesn't come from the law, but from the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So the Catholic Church, and this is so wonderful, the Catholic Church is the result of all revelation. The whole revelation is the fruit of the work of our redemption. So, the Jew couldn't understand how important was the revelation before the law, or they maybe forgot. How many times God revealed by promising a Messiah, a Redeemer, by the prophet, for example, that the Messiah was necessary in order to restore justice before him, and so people could go to heaven. So the prophet obviously talked about the time when the Messiah should come. Daniel the prophet, for example, in his chapter 9, explained with detail the time that the Messiah should come, and it should be at the time of Jesus. Micah, the prophet, speak about the place where the Messiah should be born, Bethlehem of Judah. And it happened. A child was born at that time from the lineage of David. Isaiah the prophet talked about the virginal conception of the Messiah. A virgin shall conceive in her womb, whose name shall be called Emmanuel, God among us. Though the Jews didn't receive yet a revelation of the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, but there was already a certain revelation about the incarnation of God. Our Lady conceived by the work of the Holy Ghost. And God himself chose Jewish people in order to give to his only begotten son a mother, a foster father. He chose apostles in order to preach the gospel. So all the prophecies were fulfilled in one man, according to the Jews. This is Jesus of Nazareth. But we know by revelation that Jesus is also the incarnation of God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. Because all his miracle, because his doctrine were divine. Nobody worked such a miracle without divine power, like a resurrection of body, for example. So many miracles Jesus worked in order to prove that he is the Christ, the Messiah. And he founded a church. And this is the Catholic Church. So there is many proof that the Messiah came already. So why all these people that are still under the law of Moses don't see the truth? Obviously, more than 2,000 years passed already, and Judaism as a religion is still. But it means that all the prophecies still as a light, that the Messiah already came, that the Messiah already worked our redemption, that the Messiah is with us, the Emmanuel, God among us. So no way to deny that Jesus was really the Messiah, the Christ, and no way to deny that Jesus was the incarnation of God, which was proved especially by his resurrection after his death. So today's epistle is really a great theological teaching that increases our faith in the Catholic Church. And also today's gospel is really an encouragement to keep our faith, because we already experienced the miracle of his healing. The 10 lepers that Jesus cleaned obviously signifies our sins. Leprosy is our sins. In Jesus Christ, by his passion, death, and resurrection, obtain our redemption, which means the forgiveness of our sins. When we receive the forgiveness, obviously we receive the grace of God. You know, that's why Saint Simeon, and this is the gospel according to Saint Luke, proclaim the salvation of all mankind by the Messiah. The gospel says, and behold, there was in Jerusalem a man named Simeon, and this man was just and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. So this man, Simeon, obviously understood that the Mosaic law was not enough for our salvation. He was just expecting, looking for the Messiah. And an inspiration from the Holy Ghost, came to him, making him believe that he wouldn't die before seeing the Messiah. So he came to the temple, and by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, a couple, Mary and Joseph, came to the temple with a child Jesus. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he also received him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace. Because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and a glory for thy people Israel. He received the child Jesus. Remember, he was a Jew. He was under the Mosaic law. Nevertheless, he kept the truth. The truth of redemption, which is only by the Messiah, by Christ, not by the law of Moses. Why the institution of, you know, the law of Moses? In St. Paul the Apostle says it was enacted on account of transgression. So, in order to understand better this saying, it's kind of when the Catholic Church advises us to avoid occasional sin, in order not to risk our faith or not to risk any virtue, to avoid occasional sin. So the Mosaic law was instituted in order to avoid occasional sin. Because paganism, obviously, committed the sin, the idolatry, and to keep away from those people, God instituted this law in order to keep his people faithful to the promise, to the Messiah, to Christ. And all, you know, the prescription of the law, like, for example, not to eat pork. I love pork. But, you know, I cannot be a Jew. I need to eat pork. So the prescription not to eat pork because was declared by God, you know, impure, it was only because the pagan people used to eat pork. And to keep away from those people, in order the chosen people don't commit apostasy, keep away from those people. So God instituted the law of Moses in order his people avoid occasional sin. But the Mosaic law couldn't save us, couldn't forgive sins. Only the Messiah, only Christ, only the one promised by God to the patriarch, to Abraham, Jacob. So God promised the mediator that would work our salvation. If we know how, by offering himself in satisfaction for our sins. That's why St. Peter, you know, when the Holy Ghost came, St. Peter, the first pope, declared to the Jews, saying that they, by despising the mediator, the Messiah, they commit, obviously, a grievous sin, but St. Peter says, but they committed by ignorance, not knowing really that Jesus was the Messiah. So St. Peter was calling them to conversion, and many, many people convert to the Christianism. So this is very important for us, you know, to recognize what Jesus did for all of us. He is the Messiah, he is Christ. And only by him we obtain eternal salvation. That's why in today's gospel it's very, you know, suggesting how important it is to be grateful. To be grateful to God, because I can confess my sins. I can be cleansed from my sins because Jesus Christ, who worked the great miracle, you know, by erasing my sin from my soul. This is the spiritual leprosy. So we have hope in Jesus Christ. Our hope is precisely eternal life. So, and there is not another mediator. only the Catholic Church is the result of the whole revelation. So that's why it's very important to persevere in faith. In today's prayer or the liturgy, today's Mass, well, we ask God to increase our faith, hope, and charity, in order we may be found worthy to be called to the kingdom which will be forever. We are going to see God forever and ever. And this is precisely the eternal plan of God by sending His only begotten Son. Jesus Christ is the Word incarnate. That's why His satisfaction was, you know, infinite, restoring the justice broken by our sins. So this is obviously a great revelation and a great consolation. Holy Scripture, you know, is written for our instruction, correction, and consolation. Jesus Christ is our only consolation. And being in His church, being part of His mystical body, obviously make us heir of the kingdom of heaven. So our heritage is the eternal life. And this is something that really gives us hope. Hope to keep going this life, working our sanctification by using all the means that the Catholic Church has given to us. We don't have to be under the Mosaic law, but we have the grace of God that helps us not to sin. Obviously, we have to avoid occasional sin, but remember, sometimes it's very difficult to avoid because our work or responsibility, but remember, we count with the grace of God that strengthens us in order not to commit sin. So we are children of God. Never forget this great dignity. Children of God, which make us a chosen people, if you want. Because, you know, only those who accept Jesus Christ is worthy to receive not only forgiveness of sin, but also the grace of God, which is precisely the great promise of God the Father to all of us. So let us be faithful to the Catholic Church and let us keep the truth by, you know, avoiding any occasion of sin. The world is idolatry. The world is something that goes against God, against the truth, against, you know, the grace of God. They don't care about sin. That's why we have to be careful. Just being in this world, but not belonging to this world. We belong to God, to Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.